and then blue. Blue is the colour of the sky. It's the colour especially of the deep blue, cloudless sky. And when we pronounce this word sky, what do we think of? What is suggested? What is suggested is vastness, limitlessness, even infinity. So blue has these overtones, these suggestions too. And when we think of the midday sky, especially the midday sky in the tropics, the blue cloudless sky, the absence of clouds suggests freedom. Freedom from all obscurations. There's nothing but the sky, only the sky, completely, brilliantly blue. We don't often see this in this country. We see it in India, you see it in Tibet. Huh? There's just this great dome, this vast dome of pure, deep, brilliant blue. Huh? And it certainly has a very, very strong effect on one. And no cloud, nothing obscuring, not a fleck of cloud anywhere in the sky. So blue, through its association with the sky, the cloudless sky, comes to symbolize truth. Truth, as it were, in its nakedness. Truth unclouded, truth unveiled, truth just like the blue sky, shining and infinite. So blue, this sort of blue, is also the colour of reality, the colour of the absolute, the colour of the ultimate. And speaking of clouds, when there are clouds in the sky, we know that clouds come and go. They're on the move all the time. But the sky behind, the sky underneath, remains unchanged all the while. So blue is not only the colour of reality, the colour of truth, it's the colour of reality in its aspect as the eternal, the unconditioned, that which does not change, that which remains always the same, all the time the same, but as it were, out of time. Blue represents what remains when all the transitory things, which are like clouds, have passed away. So blue, this deep, bright blue, represents not even an aspect of the enlightened mind, it represents the enlightened mind itself. Blue.